Today, the Political Action Committee opposing the Portland Clean Energy Initiative was accused of misleading a business owner into signing a statement of opposition to the initiative. Ava Liu, the owner of King's Omelets, wrote a letter to the Keep Portland Affordable PAC demanding that they stop using her likeness and a statement that she says she was tricked into signing. Con Pham, director of immigrant organizing at the Asian Pacific American Network of Oregon, or APANO, and a member of the steering committee for the Clean Energy Initiative, says that the PAC stated they would take down her picture from the website. However, her picture is still on the PAC's blog page, though she is not quoted in the blog post. Liu does not want to be contacted by news media, but Pham spoke to KABU this afternoon and described the accusations.
The opposition came to her and misled her to believe that she was signing on to a different ballot measure, and they did not mention the Portland Clean Energy Initiative or explain to her what the Portland Clean Energy Initiative was about. So she signed it under the impression that she was opposing a groceries tax, and they proceeded to use her name and her picture on their website, and they wrote up a statement in opposition to the initiative in her name, and that she was never able to see that statement, but they used her name and they even misspelled her last name, but they've proceeded to use it in both their website, the voter pamphlet, and also in sponsored editorial content on the Oregonian, which looks like an article but is actually, you know, paid advertising. So, in, you know, they've really used her as the face for small business opposition to the Portland Clean Energy Initiative, when in reality, there are very few, if any, small businesses that have agreed to stand up in opposition to this measure, because they know that actually this doesn't affect them and that will actually help them by building a stronger local economy.
Keep Portland Affordable receives its support primarily from the large, often out-of-state and global retailers that would be affected by the measure, like Amazon, Kroger, Home Depot, and JCPenney, among others. The PAC currently has a little over $80,000 in contributions, having already spent almost $400,000. APANO's Con Pham expressed concern with the PAC's behavior as it seeks endorsements from immigrant business owners.
Immigrants who don't speak English as their first language are often particularly vulnerable to being manipulated, and it's really distressing to see the opposition campaign use and deceit and mislead a small immigrant business owner and a voter, in this case, in order to achieve their means. You know, I really think democracy depends on truthful, I mean, you know, people have to know the truth in order for democracy to work.
That was Con Pham with the Asian Pacific American Network of Oregon, part of the coalition supporting the Portland Clean Energy Initiative, which will be on the November ballot as Measure 26201.